Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
Algino on the track.
Crack, what up? Logged in looking like cook. Hey, Nan, better stop that. Left leaking like four flat. Pull up at a spot, got a camera by the dough mat. Young, standing with a stick at. Eating for a body here, do it for a Louis bag. Two straps, something like a do-rag. Been getting money with a grow bag. Family, the niggas, they money too little. Yo, got more money, shit felt like a. Yo, fresh out the pot, you can smell when they're cooking.
Used to wanna be a rapper on the TV. Yeah, back then, trapping on the 10-speed.
Nigga, you can hold that. Yeah, big hold boy that. Chopper, you can see it when it fold back. Keep them baking soda where the snacks at. Use a kid the front door, ain't never use a key. When I'm saying crack the phone, still don't use a key. Trap money, come a color like Monopoly. On my role model, man, I never been a wannabe. Never met a bitch that you're gonna leave. Chase who like an old man, bad knees. Pulling up by the 8, I need 3 of these. 1200 on my shoe, you ain't got these. Pull up at a club with a big Glock. Watch trigger free like the ice on my rear watch. You a little got a G-shot. You the type of get an ounce, say trap now. Santa Claus, I bring the trap bags out. I'm the richest in my hood now. Trap, I always bring the out. Pulling them like I got to show it's a whole lot. Money come fast.
What's up, everyone? And thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. And I'm your host, Tanisha Davis. And you just heard a snippet of Psy, Trap Talk, local artist in Mobile, Alabama. Stay tuned after the show. You'll get a chance to hear the whole song. And today I'm super, super excited. I have a special guest all the way from the ATL, radio personality known to many as Jay Nash. And today on the show, she is discussing her new book. And I'm like super, super excited to talk to her and just discover more about her book called Girl Power Uncensored. So, Jay Nash, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So you have this new book. It's called Girl Power, and just Girl Power Uncensored. So just off of the title, I already know it's a lot going on in this book. So can you tell me a little bit about your book?
Sure. So Girl Power Uncensored is a book collaboration with 22 other women, and we're talking about, you know, just different things that has pretty much happened in our lives that we've, you know, pretty much had a breakthrough, we've overcome, or we're still going through it and just trying to find our way through certain things that has happened, you know, in our life. So we won't become so stagnant and use it as an excuse for us moving forward. So it's an incredible book collaboration with 22 women.
Wow. So what inspired you to pull this book together?
Well, so what happened is I have a women's radio platform called Girl Power Hour Radio. And, you know, the platform was created, you know, it was created to talk about business, women's stories, just all things women. And I took some time off. Last year, 2018, to kind of really take some of those women's stories that we would tell on air and put them in a book. And the reason why I did that and I called it Uncensored was because, you know, we were syndicated in certain markets. So, you know, FCC regulations where we can't, you know, we can't curse. We can't say some of the things that we want to say. So
right.
It gave us an outlet. Yeah, it gave us an outlet to just talk about all kinds of things that, you know, things that women go through. I mean, it's so many different stories in here, honey. Ooh, so this right here is some wine or vodka. Sit your ass down, take off your heels, pipe up.
Yes. Oh, wow. See, and this is so needed for women because, like, I like how the title has uncensored, because a lot of times we have to be silent, we have to be quiet. We're you know, about a lot of things that we're dealing with, you know, we're told to get over it, forget about it, and, you know, it's time to move on. But some things are just so deep, you know, some things are, it's just hard to get past it. So to have a platform like what you have, to where women can speak on that, is powerful, because you have women that have been holding on for secrets for years, you know, that they haven't told anyone, you know, and they need to come out about it. They want to open up about it, but it's like, it's hard. So this book right here is going to really help a whole lot of people, because it's going to encourage women to open up and speak their voice, you know.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, you know how it is when sometimes we're just not ready, you know, we're not ready. We don't know when it's the right time to tell our stories. And you know what? I really give props to Cardi B.
Ooh.
I give props to Cardi B.
Yeah.
I mean, she was an inspiration to me, honestly, about, like, really just, like, it's not that you just don't care. It's just I'm living in my truth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's she was that inspiration of, people are going to love you and people are going to hate you. It don't really even matter. You can do good,
mm-hmm.
you can do wrong. People are always going to say something to you or about you. But if you live in your truth and you are who you are, and then it's almost like, forget what people got to say. It is just what it is.
Right. And I like that you brought her up, because that's her all day. Like, she just going to be herself. And that's what it's all about. Like, you can't be worried about, like you said, about what people think about you or what they're going to say about you. Just be you, because no matter where you at in life, folks will always have something to say. They're going to have something. They're going to find something negative to say. And, you know, even with her, and she's done so amazing, people still talk about her. People still have stuff to say about her. But she just keeps on doing her, you know, and that's what it's all about. You know,
and she don't even care. You know, that it's like for women, seriously though, for women, just think about it. We always, I mean, we're so hard on ourselves, and we're always probably going to still be somewhat hard on ourselves. And so, you know, coming out to talk about things that, you know, has gone on in our life or has affected us, like, you see all the women that are coming out now. Look how long it's taking these celebrity women to come out and talk about things that they've experienced. It's like, damn, like, why can't we, you know, why are we so judgmental when it comes to women talking about what they've done, whereas men just kind of get, like, you know, a pat on the back?
Exactly. We don't get that opportunity. It's like, you're a woman, you know, you're not supposed to act like that, you're not supposed to say that, you know, just be quiet. Or I think I had a grandmother a long time ago used to say that women are just supposed to be seen, not heard, you know. So, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, man. And I even shout out to, like, with Spike Lee's new show, She's Gotta Have It. That created so much noise, because a woman was being able to, she was in power. Just like your book, Girl Power, like, she was in power. She was calling the shots. She was doing whatever she wanted to do.
Yep.
And so many people were like, oh, my God, you know.
I love that show on Netflix.
Too.
Like, that to me was like, man, women are killing it right now. It's almost like, you know, if we want to have our sexual desires, we've had to hide that for so long. There are women who, you know, listen, I'm doing it because I want to do it. You know, it's not, you know, why is it that it's a double standard if we date and have, you know, different guys that we're dating, and dating doesn't equate to sexual relations, you know? We're just dating, and anytime you're dating a person and you may go to somebody else, you can automatically start assuming. It's like, women just, like, dang, why y'all put that much pressure on us?
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, you know, season 2 did drop today. So, you know, if you haven't seen it, go see that. But it's true, like what you said, we get so much pressure put on us. And in this book, like, Did you have a hard time being transparent? Like, did you share any personal stories yourself, and was it kind of difficult for you?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I have always, and for me, it, I got to the point where in 2012, 2013, I had, when I created Girl Power Hour Radio, and I'm just sitting here and I'm interviewing women about their stories, and I thought to myself, here I am. And, you know, only people really know about me is that I'm a widow. That's just one aspect of what I've gone through in life. It's so much more to me than that. And here I am listening to women tell all of their stories, and I have yet to open up about mine. And so I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to be really, really vulnerable. And I was. In this book, I'm talking about, I was naked and afraid, girl, just to get it. A lot of people, when you read my chapter, are going to be like, shut up. And I'm just like, you know, they are. A lot of people, I mean, when I sent it to a few of my girlfriends to look, and they were like, are you ready to put this out there? And I'm like, yeah. You know, I mean, at this point, I just want to live in my truth. And it's funny about that, though, Tanisha, is that how about I just went to see Forever First Lady Michelle Obama about a week and a half ago here in Atlanta, and she said one thing. Yep, the book had already been edited. The book comes out next month, but she said something to me that resonated with me the most, and she said, there's nothing, people are going to make stories up about you. Can you imagine being the first African-American woman in the White House? And a Harvard, you know, this woman has so many accolades, a doctor.
Yes, she
and
does.
Still being, yes, and still being mistreated and disrespected, and people coming out with all of these stories about you. She said, there's nothing like you telling your story yourself. So when people think that they're telling your story, hey, this is my story, and this is what happened. Don't let somebody create a story for you, and you not go back and combat that with the truth. And that right there was like, I'm on the right path.
Wow. And see, that's encouraging, because like you said, it's you have putting your story out there despite what other people are trying to say. You know what I'm saying? Sharing your story, letting people see the truth. And I like earlier that you talked about, like, you know, I'm more than just a widow. Like, people try to label you, you know, and put you in a box, but there's so much more, you know what I'm saying, that you don't know. There's so much more to you. So, and I relate. I've been through a lot, too. You know, just hearing this book already, it just inspires me, because I've been through a whole lot. And sometimes we as women, we are ashamed to tell what we've been through. We're afraid, especially in the entertainment business. You're afraid, what are people going to say? What are they going to think about me? If they know this happened, will they judge me? And I've had moments where I had to just break free and share my story and put it out there so people would know, like, wow, you went through that?
Yes,
and I'm still rocking, I'm still shining, I'm still doing a great job. So, like just listening
right now,
this is inspiring. This is really inspiring. Thank you. This is awesome.
Keep it up.
It's so needed.
Keep it up.
It's needed.
It is needed. And there are young girls who are experiencing, you know, I'm in my mid-30s, and there are young girls who are experiencing. One thing you said earlier when we first, you know, started talking, you mentioned that our grandmothers and them used to tell us, hey, girl, you don't have to do that. You know, we have to start breaking those generational curses. Just like, hey, when we... what goes on in the house stays at home, and that's why a lot of girls are molested, and a lot of boys are molested, because what goes on in the house stays in the house. We can't, you know, talk about anything out. A lot of this stuff is from something that we were taught. We were taught as women that because we had to show so much strength, that showing the sense of weakness showed that we were weak, you know? And so it's just time to press forward and, hey, forget it. You know, like I said, when you read this book, it's not just my story. There are women in this book that, and I read every last chapter in this book before we started placing. I wanted to know half of the women I've never met. I've never met more than half of the women that's in this book, in Girl Power Uncensored. And just reading their stories, like, I can't wait to meet you and give you a hug because, you know, I mean, there's an author in the book talking about how, you know, her mom, her mother was so busy, you know, dealing with men and chasing behind men that she felt neglected. And there were times where she slept on the floor while her mom was having sexual relations in the bed, you know, with random men. And, you know, there are, oh, my gosh, like the story, you know, we have a domestic violence story, but her, you know, just the fact that she really strategically found the way to get out. Do you know how many women who are stuck in domestic violence situations and don't know how to get out? They think it's
afraid.
Normal.
Yes, afraid to get out.
Afraid.
And then
they are
having
afraid
to deal with family. I know one girl, she was like, the family was encouraging her to stay with the guy. Like, no, he really loves you. He doesn't mean that. You know, and this happened to be the guy's mom at the time who was encouraging this. So her not growing up with a father, you know, she's taking heed because this is the guy's mom, you know, and she was siding with the guy. So it's like you said, there's so many young women in those situations. They don't know how to get out. They're listening to the wrong people. You know, it's horrible. And then they're surrounded by bad friends that are encouraging them as well to, oh, there's nothing wrong with, you know, fighting here and there. There's nothing wrong with that. That means y'all love each other. You know, it's like, what? No, it's something wrong with someone putting their hands on you. So I like that you're bringing these stories out. So are you going to tour with this? Because this is major. Like, this is something that I think should hit up multiple cities. Like, are you planning to do a tour or a conference or anything with this?
Yeah, so we are planning to, I'm going to let the book, so, you know, we're moving into the summertime and a lot of people are traveling and all of that good stuff. But coming up after 4th of July, I am planning to do a huge book release where we can get all the women together and really just bring on, you know, a woman who is possibly in the spotlight, who has been very transparent about her story. You know, look at Aisha Curry right now. Remember when she came out last week, the week before last, talked about how she felt like she just wasn't pretty and, you know, how and a lot of people took that and they twisted that
and
story. But I totally understand. I mean, she had been with Steph since she was, like, in high school. She's never been with any other guy. So that right there is a part of living in the place where maybe she just, you know, she wasn't confident. And so I'm planning definitely to launch something really big out of Girl Power Uncensored. I definitely plan to continue on with books if we have to do another book, you know, whatever case may be. You know, I definitely want this to be big. We would love to travel. We want to come to you, too, girl. You set it up, we're there.
I sure will. I will definitely arrange for that. I sure will because it's needed. It's needed. Just the topic, just listening, this is so needed. It will just inspire so many women to come out and share their stories. Those who may even be married that are hiding this from their husband, you know, need somewhere that they can come and just open up and break free and say, this is me. This is my truth. Like you said, this is my truth. This is me. This is what really happened to me, and you know, and this is how I'm living with it, you know. So these things need to be brought out. Man, we can definitely make that happen. I'd love to team up with you on that. Man, and so next month, do you have any other events coming up? I think I saw something about, what was it, Black Writers Weekend?
We got Creative Con. Yeah, Black Writers Weekend,
okay.
Creative Con. My girl, who is the founder of African-American AAMVC, which is a literary foundation Tamika Newhouse. I'm actually doing an event there. We're gonna you know, have books. Our pre-sales will be on starting next week, so you can actually go ahead and order the book. I'm excited to participate in Black Writers Week. I'm actually going to be hosting a panel called What Men Want. That one right there.
Ooh, that's like, hot. Like, ooh.
Yeah. Let me make sure that's what it's called, girl, because I don't mess something all up. But, I'm really excited about that and working with her on that, but also being that woman at the table with the men. Sometimes we gotta, you know, kind of see where their mindsets are, kind of see what they're thinking, what's on their mind, you know, why are they feeling the way that they feel, you know, about women, or, you know, it's what that panel's called, His Story. So it's about, you know, really just, it's really about really digging down into the men, because a lot of these men also need healing. A lot of our men, they need healing as well.
Yes, that is so true. And a lot of them, a lot of them are broken, and they inflict that same damage and hurt onto the woman, and then she has to endure it. We just go through so much. And I'll actually get a chance to link up with you during that event. I'll be speaking at CreativeCon as well, so I'll be speaking on pitching to media. So I would definitely like to link up with you. I'll be in town for that on June 7th. So I'm excited.
Nice.
So we'll definitely link up once I get there. Now, your book, it comes, Girl Power, Uncensored, comes out tomorrow, right? Does it release tomorrow?
Girl Power Uncensored, we actually are going to release it. So what's tomorrow? Goodness, these days are going to the first week. It's June, so we're releasing the book. Let's see. Not tomorrow. We're actually doing a interview segment for tomorrow, but we're releasing the book that first week of June. So the book will be out on the 7th. Yep, on the 7th.
Okay. And where can people go get? I'm gonna make sure I get me a copy when I come. So, but where can listeners get a copy of the book?
You can actually visit either my personal website, officialjaenash.com, Girl Power Uncensored. It will be up. We're doing a countdown starting to the launch. So that's going to be up on the day that we are doing our soft launch. And pre-orders, which will be the first week of June. So it'll be Girl Power Uncensored. You can go right there, girlpoweruncensored.com, and purchase the book, girlpowerhourradio.com. You know, or you can just follow Girl Power Uncensored on social media, and all the information will be right there too.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. And just really quick, can you share with everyone how they can keep up with you on social media?
Sure thing. Make sure you follow my brands at Girl Power Uncensored, at Girl Power Hour Radio, and me at I Am JAE Nash. That's really pretty much across the board. Follow me there. Check out some of the things that we're doing. I like to do a lot of give back to the community. You know, I'm a philanthropist. I'm an advocate for the Boys and Girls Club. I'm actually a Boys and Girls Club kid. So working with the girls that's inside the Boys and Girls Club is something that is truly dear to my heart. I'm not perfect by far, but I do everything that I can do to try to make an impact. And so that's what I really aim to do, make an impact wholeheartedly in every aspect of my life.
Man, I really enjoy talking to you. Like, I had to, you know, keep from going over it because I was like, listening. I'm like, oh my God, this book, man, these stories that you're listening in this book, like I said, there's so many women have stories that need to come out. It needs to be shared. So I hope everyone goes and gets a copy of this book, because I'm going to get a copy of the book, but I'm looking forward to reading it. You know, there's so much healing needed amongst our women. You know, and some of us are so ashamed to share it, ashamed to open up about it, you know, but
people need to hear your story. That's how other people get healed. Yeah, this is the time.
Yeah, this is the time. Now is the time. We got to kill it right now. Now is the time. We're fighting for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We're fighting abortion ban bills. Now is the time for us really to come together. It's time for us all really to come together, put the bull crap to the side. That's why I tell people all the time, girl power to me is just simply about respect, respecting your sister.
Yeah.
I don't care what color, what race, creed. It's all about respect. You respect me, I respect you.
Mm-hmm.
We can go further together. But I do know that we need to stick together, especially right now, because there's like a war on women right now.
Mm-hmm. You have sex trafficking. It's all kind of stuff like being unleashed. And like you said, the abortion law, like, you got people, men, sitting up in office passing a law to tell women what they can and can't do with their body. You know, so it's just a lot going on.
It is.
Time.
Absolutely.
It's time. Man, it's time for girl power, just like you said. So, but like I said, I truly enjoyed talking to you. I'm looking forward to reading your book, and like I hope that those who are listening in today will really encouraged by what you said. I hope that it's going to encourage a lot of women after reading this book to start opening up, you know. So, Danash, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I'm not going to take up much of your time, but I'm looking forward to your book and looking forward to meeting you next month in Atlanta.
Awesome. Look forward to meeting you too, babe. Take care, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, and you have an awesome day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Algino on the track.
What up? Logged in looking like cook. Hey, Nan, better stop that. Left leaking like four flat. Pull up at a spot, got a camera by the doormat. Young, standing with a stick at. Eating for a body here, do it for a Louis bag. Two straps, something like a do-rag. Been getting money with a grow bag. Family done took their money to.
Everyone, be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on Instagram at Stardom 100 Radio, StarrDom 100 Radio. And be sure to keep up with our show on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Spotify. We're all over the net, so be sure to keep up with us. Again, you're about to listen to local mobile artist known as Psy. This is his latest single called Trap Talk. And I like this song. I'm vibing to it. So listen in.
Algino on the track.
What up? Logged in looking like cook. Hey, Nan, better stop that. Left leaking like four flat. Pull up at a spot, got a camera by the doormat. Young, standing with a stick at. Eating for a body here, do it for a Louis bag. Two straps, something like a do-rag. Been getting money with a grow bag. Family done took their money too little. Yo, got more money, shit feel like a. Yo, fresh out the pot, you can smell when they cooking.
Used to wanna be a rapper on the TV. Yeah, back then trapping on the 10 speed.
Nigga, you can hold that. Big boy chopper, you can see it when it fold back. Keep them bacon soda where the snacks at. Use a kid the front door, ain't never use a key. When I'm saying crank the phone, still don't use a key. Trap money come a color like Monopoly. On my role model, man, I never been a wannabe. Never met a bitch that you're gonna leave. Chase who like an old man, bad knees. Pulling up by the 8, I need 3 of these. 1200 on my shoe, you ain't got these. Pull up at a club with a big Glock. Watch the rigger free like the ice on my rear watch. You a little nigga, got a G-shot. You the type of nigga, get an ounce, say you trap now. Santa Claus, I bring the trap bags out. I'm the richest in my hood now. Trap, nigga, I always bring the hoes out. Pulling them like I gotta show it's a whole lot. Money come fast like I ran for a B.O.B. Shoot me, know what I stand for. Gino, I'm mad on the beat, lil' gon' say that for a real. She a sucker rich, good for a fit. Cheap, bought a Tommy Hilfiger. On the first and the third, on the landlord. Got the check coming out, knock it Concord. No competition, I'm good in the trenches. And V said your dough like he came on a visit. Can't f with you, stay in my business. Yeah, waiting on my tape, it gon' drop in a minute. Wanna know, call me. Then I pull up at the store with a foes be. I'm my own ball, never had an OG. Back then, been a man since OG. Break a whole down full of OG. Better walk for your bitch if you owe me. Hit a race to the track like I'm TK Fair. Money play on the way to the raceway. Never gave a damn what them folks say. Bet you see me shine like you turning on the Blu-ray. Double up is a trap, they fuck that. When you walking through my hood, you better tuck that. Never heard a young side, got a chain snap. Reaching for my chain, he ain't coming with it, brain back. Young fly, better watch where I drip at. Real, you're about to bring the trap back, yeah.
Skirt.
Man, real deal, pulling four of them daily.